W. Scheffler said, when we are on our knees, then light flashes, then the intellect is clarified, then the conscience is aroused, then the spiritual sensibilities are quickened, and we can learn more of our duty and of His will than in hours of argumentation. This is Daniel White III with the Prayer Motivator Minute, number 873. Here to remind you that there is still great power in prayer to God Almighty in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our prayer motivator verse from the Word of God today is Ephesians 6:18, which says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Our featured prayer motivator quote for today is from E.M. Bounds. He said, all things are to be prayed for, but with clean hands, with absolute deference to God's will, and abiding in Christ. Prayerless praying by lips and hearts untrained to prayer by lives out of harmony with Jesus Christ. Prayerless praying which has the form and motion of prayer but is without the true heart of prayer never moves God to an answer. Let's pray, and let's not pray prayerless prayers. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have mercy and grace upon us in your church, for Jesus Christ's sake, for prayerlessness, and not praying as we should, and then committing the sin of prayerless prayers. Praying but not praying, and help us to be real in our prayers, and help us to pray in faith, believing, and help us to pray with clean hands and clean hearts and clean minds. For your glory, praise, and honor, in Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you are listening today and you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, in the free pardon of your sins, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and hell today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin. We have funerals because of sin. And we die spiritually because of sin and go to an awful place to be dead forever in a place called hell that is separated from God, a place of torment. And that leads me to my third point. dear friend. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. Yes, you're living and you're breathing, but you're on the road to hell right now. If you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, you're on your way to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and by the way, Jesus Christ preached more on hell than any other person in the Bible. He preached more on hell than he did about heaven. He said these words in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Hell is an awful place. And here are the people who will go to hell. Here are the sins they commit. It's found in Revelation 21:8. The Bible says, but the fearful, people too afraid to trust Christ as Savior because they are afraid of what other people might say. And unbelieving, people who do not believe in God, who do not therefore believe in Jesus Christ, they call themselves atheists or agnostics or skeptics. And the abominable, the mean and hateful, cruel and wicked, nasty, filthy people of the world who commit abominable, wicked acts. And murderers, and people who kill others. And whoremongers, people who, male or female, who whore around and have sex outside of marriage. And sorcerers, people who practice voodoo and witchcraft and the zodiac and all other dark and black magic. And idolaters, people who put anything or anybody before God, who worship idols. And all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. No one's trying to scare you. These are just biblical facts that we know that you're not aware of, because most preachers do not preach these things anymore. Now, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. His name is Jesus Christ. He said in John 3:16, to you and to me and to everybody in the world, here's why I'm here. For God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten son. His name is Jesus Christ. He was speaking of himself. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life, that is, everlasting life in heaven with God. So, dear friend, if you want to be saved today from the hell that you're going to right now, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you and for me, so that you can live forever with him throughout eternity. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will save your soul. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. There is no difference between the black and the white. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's pray. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have broken your commandments. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins, of breaking your commandments. as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul as I call upon your name. Change my life from the inside out and fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, until next time, remember, dear friend, pray, think, do. God bless you.